Hi, I'm Andy Budnick. I am known as the King of the City. I am a comic artist here from Grand Rapids, and I am close personal friends, and maybe the original close personal friend of Court of Nerds.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds, the podcast that doesn't check its facts. We're brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic Con, October 20th through the 22nd at the DeVos Place and the Amway Grand Plaza in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get your tickets at grcomiccon.com. Be sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter for all of the most recent breaking news. They've got new announcements coming up yet this week, including a Hollywood guest announcement who plays a recurring character on a popular TV reboot. Ooh. It'll probably be announced by the time you guys hear this, but still, that was a fun tease for me. I'm Drew.
I'm Stacy.
I'm John.
John.
Hello.
It's time for the news.
The news. Marvel has found their squirrel girl.
Oh, that's a squirrel woman.
That is a squirrel woman. Miljana Vitrub. You may know her as the way too hot to work here AT&T girl. And from NBC's
terrible.
This Is Us. That's
so
great.
Terrible.
I don't care what you say.
The way too hot AT&T girl.
Remember the AT&T
Somebody
ads?
Who doesn't have cable wouldn't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's actually
anyway,
a good point.
Other roles include Derek Thieler as Craig Hollis, a.k.a. Mr. Immortal. Jeremy Tardy as Dwayne Taylor, a.k.a. Night Thrasher. Matthew Moy, who's hilarious, as Zach Smith, a.k.a. Microbe. Callum Worthy as Robbie Baldwin, a.k.a. Speedball. And Kate Cormer as Deborah with an H, Fields, a.k.a. Debril. In Marvel's...
Debris with two eyes. Yeah.
No, whatever. In Marvel's first live-action scripted comedy, New Warriors, which will launch in 2018, as you know, we don't check our facts. Wonder Woman has officially surpassed Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice and Suicide Squad domestically.
Thank God.
It is tied worldwide at $745 million with Suicide Squad and still far behind Batman vs. Superman. Stranger Things 2 gets a new poster, teaser, and slightly earlier premiere date, which is also exciting. So go check that out. Jon Favreau's The Lion King.
Do you know what
the
slightly earlier premiere date is,
Jack? It's October 27th.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're sorry. I didn't have it written down.
Sorry, dude. Go on.
Jon Favreau's The Lion King adds last week tonight's John Oliver as Zazu.
Wow, I'm so excited.
That's perfect casting.
The Beast, Brock Lesnar, retained his WWE Raw Universal title at the Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view on Sunday, defeating Samoa Joe.
In a terribly named pay-per-view that had a great card, it ended up being pretty underwhelming overall.
Kind of lame. Batman, Gotham by Gaslight, officially revealed as Warner Bros. Next DC animated feature.
Oh, God.
The Pokemon reboot.
I'm so excited about this. I'm sorry. I know I might be alone in this, but I mean, Stacy, this is like this is right in Stacy's wheelhouse here. It's Batman, but in Victorian London, trying to track down Jack the Ripper.
Oh my God. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Like it's right in that Stacy sweet spot.
Yeah. Not only is it a period piece, but there's Jack the Ripper in there as well. And there's England.
And Batman.
I mean, he's just kind of an add-on. He's just an add-on to the rest of that story.
Yeah, without parents.
Oh, my God.
Pokemon reboot will not feature Brock or Misty. What the fudge? It's pretty crazy.
Who'll be coming out of Pallet Town now?
Apparently, Japan wasn't fond of those characters. Either way. Over 40,000 users on Steam have been banned for cheating using Valve's anti-cheat or VAC system. Naughty, naughty Kool-Aid. Naughty, naughty Kool-Aid.
I love the eyebrow.
Cards Against Humanity has released a new game called Cards Against Humanity for Her. It's exactly the same game as before with exactly the same cards. It's just in a pink box and costs $5 more than the standard edition of the game.
Yes, it's a joke,
but you can buy this joke. They also have released a weed pack and a period pack. And I'm not talking historical. Here we go.
That's wow, John, you're really bringing it this week with the news.
Last but not least, Sony's Spider-Man Homecoming fell just a bit shy of its $120 million mark. It was looking like it would hit after Friday's estimates, but still making a cool $117. The Web Slinger still delivered a stellar opening, with the third largest opening of the weekend so far and over $250 million worldwide.
Which I'm also excited.
Oh, and by the way, the Cards Against Humanity thing, a woman decided to do that.
Of
because
course.
They make money off of that stupid stuff. They did like a Kickstarter to dig a hole in the middle of nowhere. And they made like a lot of money off
well,
of
didn't
it.
Didn't a guy make like a couple hundred thousand off of like a Kickstarter for potato salad?
Something.
Yeah, like help me make this potato salad.
The thing is that people are stupid enough to give them money.
Romp hymns are a thing.
That's also true.
Let's continue.
Is there more to news?
Nah, that's it.
Oh, all right. Well,
Spider-Man leading into Spider-Man.
Spidey into Spidey. Yeah, fortunate enough, if you guys caught the video on our Facebook page, like us, Court of Nerds on Facebook, we all went to the Spidey premiere. John figured out that he can't use an Android phone, and we learned that we should put Stacy on camera more.
Oh?
Yeah, you're popular. You're a hit. People love you.
Oh.
You're big in Brazil. So, that being said,
my key demographic.
Brazilians love Stacy. Here's the thing. We're going to go spoilers here. I don't care about the rules. We're going to talk spoilers. Ben wrote a spoiler-free review. This review is not spoiler-free. We're going to talk about the movie openly as if other people have seen it. Why? Because I don't give two shits. I'm sorry.
So bugger off if you don't want to know
anything.
If you
haven't seen it, I'm sorry. Wait, listen to this podcast after you go see the movie. In fact, stop listening to this podcast and go see the movie. Please. It was really, really good. It's really, really fun. Someone asked me to compare it to Wonder Woman today. It's lighter. It's light. It's fun. It's bouncy. It's a bit more summer popcorn and a bit less think piece. You know, not that Wonder Woman's a think piece, but I mean, compared to Spider-Man, it is. This was fun. This was a blast to be in the theater for. There were a lot of audible gasps as Easter eggs were dropped. There were a lot of, oh!
Mostly from you, Drew.
A lot from me. Absolutely from me.
Plot twist, Aunt May dies.
Whoa.
It doesn't happen.
No. There is a great plot twist, though, and I think we all really enjoyed that moment in the movie.
Yeah, when, I pooped a little.
Yeah, you pooped a little?
Yeah.
John pooped a little.
Oh, my God.
Like, that was the turning point of the movie.
It was. I mean,
100%. Like, it was kind of happy, 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 and then he opens the door, and the rest of the movie is like, we need to figure this out.
Maybe we're not going to give away this part of the movie yet, just in case someone's still listening.
Okay.
But let's say this. Keaton is perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as Ben wrote in his
More
review,
Keaton.
Which you can read at thecourtofnerds.com, it's hard to imagine Keaton doesn't have a bigger place overall in the Marvel Universe, right? I mean, this can't be it for Keaton's Vulture, right?
I don't think it is it.
No,
I've read some stuff that it's not it.
All right, don't be literal here. We know it's not over because he's still alive and he's just in prison.
Sorry.
But, like, I think Drew's meaning, like, Vulture as the only thing he's doing?
Or? Right. No. Oh. I mean Vulture as a character is not done.
Yeah. No,
you know, you've seen
expand.
A lot of one and done villains in these Marvel movies. Loki being one of the only ones who's been allowed to continue living or operating or mostly living. They kill most of them.
I mean, I'd be super stoked if Vulture came back. Not only were the costumes friggin' out of this world awesome, but how can you say no to more Michael Keaton? I mean, best Batman movie, 89. We'll ignore Christopher Nolan, okay?
How do you ignore Christopher Nolan?
We'll ignore
you
him.
Can't
outside,
ignore Christopher Nolan's
outside of,
Batman.
Outside of Christopher Nolan, Michael Keaton. George Clooney, I'm sorry, but no. Val Kilmer,
if you
no.
Do actual. We're drifting. No, okay, Spider-Man
sorry.
Talk.
Spider-Man.
I mean, but look, real quick, if you're going to rank Batmans, it's Kevin Conroy, Christian Bale, everybody else. Keaton might be third.
Really?
Keaton might be third.
Man,
and if
I
you put
Keaton
Clooney on the list at all, you don't count. Clooney was never Batman. That film doesn't exist.
Keaton might be a better Bruce
Wow,
Wayne.
We got a hard stop over here.
No, Clooney was. Batman and Robin was a terrible film, and I refuse to acknowledge its existence. There, fine.
Don't zoom in on nipples.
Nipple Batman.
Bat card.
Nipple Batman. Nipple Batman.
All right, so back to the awesome costuming.
Of Spider-Man Homecoming. Not only did they nail the adults' looks, they nailed the kids. You know, you see Peter wearing the same shirt repeatedly because that's what high school kids mm-hmm. do. That's what a 15-year-old nerd does. He's not going to be paying too much attention to his wardrobe, make sure he's popping fresh. No, he just has clothes on, and they cover him, and it's nice. That's it. That's all there is to it. You know, overall, I think they nailed the tone of this movie, the tone of high school Spider-Man, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very unsure of himself, still learning, young,
always looking
naive.
At the clock, trying to figure out when I can go out and crime fight.
Tom Holland played that perfectly.
Holland was great.
He's the casting alone.
Yeah,
was
Laura
perfect.
Harrier as Liz Allen was
great.
Yes. Jacob Batalon as Ned is phenomenal. I mean, that kid's a revelation.
He's
I
an
hope
Asian
he gets
John.
A ton of work.
Asian John.
I don't know.
You don't like that comparison, do you?
I don't, not really. Why? Because he had one fucking Lego. And now he's Asian John.
Whoa.
He has more
whoa.
Than just a Lego.
Pump the brakes. One Lego. He had a Lego set that you've coveted that I've seen you with your pants around your ankles looking at on the internet.
I feel like you're just jealous that you're not Asian John.
There's no way. No way.
That you're not just white Ned.
Maybe I am.
I mean, he's kind of white.
There were a couple of fun little twists that I really enjoyed. The random showing up of Gwyneth Paltrow was intriguing. I'm wondering what her, I guess, reemergence in the Marvel Universe means, if she's going to play a larger role or if this was just a one-off.
Like a cameo?
Are they back together now?
I mean, yeah, right. Are they back together? What happened? Their breakup was a major thing.
I mean, did I miss something? Am I being too literal again?
Like, no, you missed something because, yeah, like in, what is it, Age of Ultron, she doesn't
Civil
show
War.
Up.
Civil
oh,
War.
Civil War. Yeah, yeah they talked
no, no,
about
No, 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 I'm
Pepper.
Talking about The Ring.
What, Stacey?
In Homecoming?
Just talk
Use
about it.
Use your adult words.
I feel like you guys have no idea what I'm talking
Make
about.
Make mouth sounds with
we,
your
I
word parts.
I know
parts.
What you're talking about. Happy had
he was
the
gonna,
ring for 8 years in his pocket.
Yeah, they're not together now, but yet he's got a ring and he's going to walk out there and propose to her. Like,
they
what do you mean?
They were broken up in Civil
yeah,
War.
Yeah, well, clearly they're not now.
That's what we're talking about.
But oh there was God. No establishing of that. There's no there was no establishment. There was no like, oh, hey, so she's just back. Are they in love again? Are they what the hell is happening? You know, they
she
broke.
She does run the company, so
right. But this, but they like they were all like mushy, mushy, mushy.
Yeah,
yeah. You know? I thought it was pretty obvious that they're back together.
Right, but why? But how? But for what purpose? Nothing is random know. In the Marvel Universe, Stacey.
I'm just gonna take it as I see it. They're together. Big God whoop. Sorry, I don't mean to be a buzzkill. It just
yeah, you.
I don't think it's like
fine.
A huge
it's
deal.
Fine. It's fine, Buzz Killington.
Why is it? See, part of this I think is because I'm not a huge fan of Gwyneth Paltrow, so I really don't give a shit.
It's not about Gwyneth Paltrow. It's about Pepper Potts. It's about the character.
I know.
Yeah, it's not about her at all.
I know.
Anyway, was that the Iron Spider suit that they revealed at the end?
That looked like the Iron Spider.
It could have been like a.
Like
a
prototype?
Bit prototype-ish.
Yeah. Well,
Iron
the
Spider.
Gold the gold mixed in there is kind of what gave it away to me.
Yeah.
That looked like an Iron Spider suit. For those that are unfamiliar or don't give a shit like Stacey. No. That's
I give a shit about this part.
It's being used against you the rest of the day.
Damn mm-hmm. it.
It'll go away next week when we forget about it. Okay. But it did look like the suit that in Civil War, the comics, Tony Stark designs for Peter Parker. That's fully teched out. I mean, spider legs, the whole nine. More teched out than the suit that Peter was already wearing from Tony. Now, there's a lot of complaints. One of the biggest complaints I've seen is the amount that Peter is reliant on Stark Tech, or the fact that he had to have Ned hack into the suit for him. Those are things Peter Parker should have been able to do, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he is a boy genius. But I guess the guy in the chair... I mean, they kind of went that route, but yeah, Peter should have been able to do most of this himself.
However, he was the one who found the tracker in the suit. Like, he knew what it was. He knew where to plug it in. He knew how to plug it in. He knew how to take all that stuff off. So I don't necessarily think it was him having somebody else do it.
Right.
It was they were working as a team.
I need to do this on the fly while I go fight crime real quick. I can't do both.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good point as well. I mean, let's look at this as characters we're going to see going forward, okay? We've already been told that Tom Holland does not have a giant role in Avengers Infinity War, right? That's not a big part.
That makes me sad.
It's also been confirmed that some of these other characters are going to show up, like Ned, like maybe Zendaya's character, Michelle.
Michelle what?
Well, that's kind of the question, isn't it?
It's Michelle Jones, apparently.
So she goes by?
MJ.
MJ. So it's MJ, but it's not MJ.
It's not Mary Jane.
But it's MJ.
But it's MJ.
People are not going to like that.
No.
People are not going to like that. Let's be real. The delight of this movie, I mean, hands down, the delight of this movie, Hannibal Buress.
Between him and Chris Evans. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Chris Evans' cameos in this are perfect. The one role I wished we would have gotten more out of, Donald Glover.
Agree.
Yeah.
But what could you really do with that character besides that slight reveal of Miles, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, you had him drop the I got a cousin in the city.
Yeah.
And I mean, clearly he's referring to Miles Morales. But his character, you could have had Peter going back to him for information. Spider-Man has traditionally had informants in the criminal underworld. And Glover's character seemed to kind of know what was going on and was entertaining and fun.
I don't know. I feel like he just needed a gun and was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And Peter knew that, used him with the Green Arrow voice, and then got his information and said, bye.
You really need to work on this, man.
You really got to get better at this part. I really hope that we do see more of Glover in the sequel, but I kind of doubt it, which bums me out. I love Donald Glover. I love that he's getting involved with Disney, with the House of Mouse, with Marvel. You know, he's in the young Han Solo film. I just hope that's not it for him. Another character that I think we all generally enjoyed was Tony Revolori as Flash. As Flash Thompson. I thought he was great. You know, rather than make him this big buffed up jock, they made him this douchey rich kid.
It was more of a millennial bully than a jock bully. It was what bullies in high school are kind of now. I mean, I was listening to a different podcast and they were talking about 28-year-olds in high school bullying you around. Like, it's just not, it's not a thing. Like, this is more of the bully, just having everybody go yell penis Parker instead of Peter Parker and just being a rich jerk and, you know, still smart and all of those clubs and everything that that Peter's in, but just, I'm a little bit better than you, so I'm just going to pick on you and be a prick about it.
Just a bit pretentious.
Not
going
to beat you up.
Right.
But I'm going to be a prick to you.
Is he more the bully that, like, you remember from high school, John?
I don't know. I never really got bullied, to be honest with you.
I forgot how cool you were in high school. I apologize. I legitimately, I got bullied in high school, man. I'm big as shit, and I got bullied in high school because I was a theater kid, you know? So I'd you know. But mine was a lot more like what you saw in Spider-Man Homecoming. Nobody's going to beat me up. Let's be real here. Come on. Look at me. I'm an Adonis. That's all bullshit. But I am big enough that if you don't know me, I look intimidating. I never got beat up in high school. But man, did people yell a lot of shit at me down hallways, you know?
Yeah, so, that's more of the bullying that they went with. Not
right,
the,
that's
I'm
what I'm saying. It's a bullying that I can identify with at 31 years old. And it's a bullying that, you know, we're going to take Isaac to go see this next week. Mm-hmm. It's a bullying that I think Isaac will be able to identify with. He'll probably giggle at the word penis, and I'll have to tell him that's not okay to shout at people. But, come on, he's 9 years old. Penis is funny.
I've seen him at WWE. That kid is all about screaming stuff at people.
It's true. You got to work on that. So let's take this and move forward with the Marvel Universe. I mean, what happens next here? We've been told by Marvel President Kevin Feige. Thank you.
I don't know how to say it.
Whatever. We're guessing here. I should look it up. It's been a busy week, you guys.
Let's check our facts.
John and I had a hell of a night last night, okay? We're not really 100% today. But whatever, man. It's weird to think that KF, let's call him KF, has said that the next Spider-Man movie will be the start of the new Marvel Universe.
The new series arc.
Right, the new story arc, the next thing that they're moving on to. Phase 4 or Phase 1A or whatever they're going to call it.
Yeah.
That's what's next. And you're going to lose Chris Evans. You're going to lose Robert Downey Jr. You're going to lose Chris Hemsworth. You're probably going to lose Scarlett Johansson, likely Jeremy Renner unless he decides to stay on if they make him a more prominent role like he was at first believing he signed on for.
I mean, he kind of retired and had to come out of retirement in Civil War.
Right.
And I think he's still in prison, so there's that.
No, I think Cap broke everyone out at the end of Civil War.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. So I think we're going to see some underground Avengers coming up. But I'm curious what Marvel's going to do. Do you recast these roles? Do you use a favorite Marvel plot device in the Cosmic Cube, which is one of the Infinity Gems in a cube that grants the user the power over reality to reset this universe? Or do you move forward with your Netflix stars? Do you bring Luke Cage, Daredevil, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones onto the big screen? And do you let them lead teams of Avengers like they have in the comics?
That's what I'm hoping for. Don't get me wrong. I love the Spider-Mans, the Batmans, the Supermans, all of that stuff. Like, I get it. But look at how popular Guardians of the Galaxy is. And who knew, besides hardcore comic nerds, about Guardians of the Galaxy? And look how popular it is. That's what people want to see. I'm kind of sick of seeing Captain America. I get Iron Man.
But their own,
let's
their
move
we
on.
Just, can we just reemphasize?
They're their own set of Avengers, though. They're like the Guardians of the Galaxy, not to be super literal about it, but
well, super literal seems to be the only thing that works with Stacy. So
they're their own set. Like, they got to get rid of Iron Man. They got to get rid of Cap, and they got to let Spider-Man, who would be 16 at this point, take over the Avengers and get maybe they got Lady Thor. They got Lady Iron Man. You could put in younger versions and different versions of all these people.
I'd be cool
in
with
the
that.
Books that take up over and replace the old guys.
I'd be fine with
take
that.
Take the old men out. Go home.
But that's to recast Captain America. Like,
old and busted.
Let's not do that.
New hotness. Old and busted. Jeez. That's the most John statement ever.
That's from a movie. I can't think of which one, though.
Yeah, I know. I can't either. It's okay. Listen, we had a great time. Always a big thanks to Celebration Cinema. They do a great job. Popcorn's on point. Thanks for keeping that claw machine fully stocked so that John continues to pour money into it. We love you, Jenny, and the whole team over at Celebration, and appreciate everything y'all do. How you doing with that claw machine addiction, buddy? You okay?
I'm working on it.
You working on it? Your hands getting twitchy?
Always got a little scratch there. What is your success rate? Or do you not want to talk about it?
Talk about claw machine success rate?
I have gotten some good things out of claw machines, but money to winning ratio is terrible.
It's awful.
Oh God. Oh, God.
You go in super confident.
Struck by lightning.
Jeez.
Oh, it's a good time. Listen, that's it for us this week. We've had a lot of fun. We'll be back next week. Probably, maybe we'll do some research. I don't know. We'll see about that. That being said, we're somehow still brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic Con, October 20th through the 22nd at the DeVos and the Amway. It's about as classy as you can get. I can't believe they still allow us in. We may have some fun announcements coming up for you guys regarding that very, very soon. That being said, I'm Drew.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Jeff.
We are your Court of Nerds.
Do you like the sound of our voices more than we do? Well, make sure you listen to the podcast on thecourtofnerds.com. Also be our friends on Facebook because we need everyone we can get. And follow us on Twitter because occasionally we retweet fun stuff.